Today we continue with lesson number 6 in our study of Mishnayos, Meseches Chulin. We will continue in the second perek today with the third and fourth Mishnayos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. We have been learning about various of the procedures, the improper procedures, which can take place in a shechita, rendering the shechita invalid. Among the ones that we studied were the concept of hagromo, which is shechting outside of the zone along the length of the simonim, along the length of the trachea, specifically the windpipe, the kone or the gargeres, where the shechita is appropriate, shechting too close to the head. We will now continue and study other types of procedures which render a shechita invalid. Hitiz Mishnah Gimel now. Hitiz es horosh bevasachas. If the person, we've learned already that the shechita properly done consists of a forward, back and forth movement of the knife, a halacha moving forward away from the body of the shochet, and a hava moving back toward the body of the shochet. And that way, the simonim are sliced or severed rather than chopped or cut. So the Mishnah says, "Hitizes harosh bevasachas." If with one downward movement, as opposed to a halacha v'hava, back and forth movement, with one downward movement, the shochet severs the head of the animal, or severs the simonim, the kona and the veshet, psula. That is shechting through a pressure, a downward pressure, and that is known as derosa. Derosa is a downward pressure as opposed to a halacha v'hava, backwards and back and forth movement. And rosa is one of the pesulim, one of the procedures which renders the shechita invalid. Hoya shochet v'hitizes harosh b'vasacha. Suppose he is performing a halacha or a hava, but he does one long halacha, one long movement, moving the knife away from his body, across the simonim, across the veshet and the kone of the animal. And the animal dies as a result of that. Hayashochet v'hitizes harosh b'vasachas. Im yesh basakin malot savor kishero. If the knife, besides that part of the knife that has entered the body of the animal, there is an equal amount of knife which protrudes before the animal, meaning that the length of the knife was twice the width of the tzavar, the neck of the animal, then kishero. Because the halacha is what did the shechita, not the derosa. It was a forward movement of the knife and not the downward pressing of the knife that cut the simonim. If he lines up two animals, one next to another, and with one movement of the knife slices through the heads of both animals, if enough of the knife, the width of one neck, protrudes from the two animals, meaning that the length of the knife was three times the size of a neck of an animal, so that it could cover both necks of both animals, plus an additional savor width, kishera, it is kosher. Bamed varim amurim, when is all this true? That is necessary that the knife have to be basically twice as long as the width of the neck of the animal. Bizman sheholich velo hevi, o hevi velo holich. When he only made one forward motion, holocha, away from his body, or one motion from outwards in towards his body, a hoivo. Avalim holich vehevi, if he went back and forth, or really forth and back, afilu kol shehum, then even with a knife which is much smaller Afilu beizmel, even with a small penknife, a small blade, an izmel is a thin, small knife, kishera. As long as the movement was back and forth, halacha hivo, it doesn't make a difference what size the knife is. Nofla sakin v'shochata. Suppose a knife falls by itself, not because of human throwing it or dropping it or initiating the nefila, the downward fall of the knife, but rather it fell of its own accord. Then there has been no koach odom, no human force propelling or impelling the knife. So noflo sakin v'shochata, afa pisha shochata kedarka. Even if in some strange way the knife fell and made a forward movement, halacha v'hova pisula, still the shechita is invalid. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'zovachta v'yochalta, mashata zoveachata ochel, meaning you have to do an act initiated by a person, by a human being. And that's zavicha, that's zoveach, and then you can eat it. But if there's no koach adam, you cannot eat the animal shechted that way. Suppose, however, noflom hasakin v'higbiya. Suppose a person is shechting, the regular shechita, he's holding on a knife, the shochet's holding on a knife, and he drops a knife. So an instant has gone by when there's been no shechita, but v'higbiyah, he picks it up right away. Or naflu kelav, he is shechting, and as he's shechting, his apron falls from his body. V'higbiyah, and he picks up his apron or whatever. So there's been an interruption in the shechita. Or hishchiz es hasakin v'of. Some sir, understand this to mean either or. Either he's polishing the knife in the middle of the shechita. He takes a moment off to polish the knife and sharpen it further in the midst of the shechita. Or v'af, or becomes very tired in the midst of the shechita. Others learn it's one phrase, hishchiz es hasakin v'af, that he sharpened the knife before he began the procedure of shechita. And before we could even start shechting, he got tired from what he was doing. And when he started shechting, he couldn't continue. He was already worn out from the hashchaza, from the actions prior to the shechita of sharpening the knife. And in the midst of this, he started shechting and then tired. Ubocha veiro v'shochat. And someone else came along and continued the shechita. Or he himself continued the shechita. Normally, when one's tiring, one hands the job over to another person. But it's not dafka, another person, even if he himself tired, stopped the shechita, and continues. So it all depends upon how long was the interruption. Imshah kedei shechita. If the interruption was as long as the procedure of shechita takes, let's say normally a procedure of shechita takes 3 minutes, and he stopped because he was tired or dropped the knife or dropped his apron or whatever for 3 minutes, then pisula, the shechita is invalid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mshoha Kedei Bikur. Rabbi Shimon says that the length of time which constitutes an interruption, which renders the shechita puzzle, is the time that it takes for him to check his knife, to examine his knife. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Mefarshim explain that the reason this failed procedure of a delay, an interruption in the middle of the shechita, that's called a shehiya. We have now three of the psulim of shechita. We have hagroma, shechting outside the zone on the body of the animal. We had drosa, shechting through downward pressure rather than through halacha v'hova, back and forth motion. And now we have shehiya, a delay or interrupted shechita. And the Mefarshim bring, in the name of the Baal HaTosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that the shehiyah makes the delay, makes the animal not kosher, because you've started shechting the shechita, you're halfway through, and you stopped. The animal is now dead, essentially, but hasn't undergone a kosher shechita. So the animal is nevela. When he picks up to part two of his shechita, he's shechting an essentially dead animal. The Mishnah now continues in Mishnah Dalet. Shochates haveshet ufosakes hagergeres. Gargeres is another word that Chazal used for kone, for the windpipe or trachea. So suppose he performs an act of shchita, proper act of shchita, on the esophagus, on the veshet. But the gargeres, the trachea, he doesn't perform the valid act of shchita, but he rips it. Or the other way, shochates hagageres, he shechs the gageres properly, ufosakes haveshet, and he rips out the veshet. According to Rashi, this is another one of the psulim of shchita called ikur. Instead of shechting, he rips or disconnects. O sheshochat echod mehem vehimtin lo ad shemesa. He shechted one veshet and waited until the animal died. O shehechelides hasakin tachas hasheni. Hechelid means to burrow, to tunnel under. So what he did here, in this act of chaloda, act of burrowing or tunneling, which is one of the psulim of shchita, along with hagroma, derosa, chaloda, hagroma, derosa, shehiya, chaloda, and ikur. One of them is chaloda, tunneling or burrowing under. So what he did here was, he shechted one simen, and then the other one, he burrowed the knife under the simen, between the simen and the backbone, the mafrekes, and pulled upwards. This is an act of chaloda, an act of burrowing under one simen to shecht it. This renders it possible. We have here a machlokes. What happens in such a situation? There's a difference between a dead animal, whether it is halachically called a nevela or halachically called a trefa. We're soon going to come to the definition of nevela and trefa. But the consequence is, if an animal, a dead carcass, is a nevela, it is metame b'masa. If a person carries that dead animal, even if he doesn't touch it with his hands, he carries it on his back or whatever, he becomes tome tumas masa. Now, our Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yeshev says, nevela, an animal that was shechted in the ways described in this Mishnayas, so that the procedure of shechita was done, but the procedure of shechita was done improperly through ikur or through chaloda, through ripping one of the simonim, or through burrowing the knife under the simonim and shechting in the other direction. Rabbi Yeshiva says that such an animal is a nevela, and therefore, if you carry such an animal, even without direct physical skin-to-skin contact, you are tome. Rabbi Akiva says, no, trefa. The animal is trefa, meaning you can't eat it, but it's not metame b'masa. Kalalam Rabbi Yeshiva mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshiva kind of trumps Rabbi Akiva, and he says, I'm going to quote to you from Rabbi Yeshua. You know what Rabbi Yoshua said? Kol shenifsula b'shchitosa. If the psul, the act which rendered it invalid, happened in the process of the shchita, meaning the shchita was interrupted through a shehiyah, he started, stopped for 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then continued. Odrosa, or it was done, the shchita was done through pressure rather than through backward and forward movement, etc., then the animal is in the vela. Because if it's not shechted properly, it's like it died by itself, hit by a truck, and it's an nevela. Kol sheshchitosa koroi. Suppose the animal was shechted properly. Dovar acher goram loli posel. You open up the animal after it's shechted, and behold, there's a hole in its lung, or whatever. That animal is not a nevela, but a trefa. Dovar acher goram loli posel. Then it's a trefa, and it's not metame. It's not a nevela that's tome. Rabbi Akiva admitted, Rabbi Yeshiva of Yashikoyach, you are correct. And so we have completed lesson number 6.